Yeah, Queen, Radio Gaga to start us off here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday morning to you folks. 12th of August, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. How the heck are you?
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
What is your story?
Happy Monday, everyone. Happy
Absolutely.
Monday.
Absolutely.
What an incredible, absolute, wonderful weekend of sport for everyone. I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
It was the greatest weekend in the history of Ireland.
Of ever.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I had a feeling you'd be in good form today, to be fair to you, because it was, I mean, it literally couldn't have worked out any better for you. You had Bowes with an astonishing comeback.
The greatest, that was the most amazing game in the history of the world. I am not joking you.
Yeah.
I have never, ever, ever seen atmosphere like it. It was absolutely, there's no words to describe how good it was in Daly Mount Park. There just isn't.
That on Friday, then you'd the Dubs on Saturday. And then you United yesterday. Literally, you could have. I tell you something. You should have stuck an old treble on.
I know. At the start of the weekend. I was thinking about it as well.
It would have been incredible.
One of them was locked on. Do you know what I mean? But
that's what I'm saying. Like, I'd say, can you imagine the odds you would have gotten?
Yeah.
I mean, even yesterday. I mean, nobody would have seen that coming yesterday. And then, as you say, Friday night.
Yeah, that was just
such a turnaround.
I can't tell you how good it was on Friday night. I cannot explain. There are no words to explain how fantastic that turnaround was, Daly Mount. It was just 85 minutes. Are you joking? 2-0 down at 85 minutes.
Yeah.
And the turnaround. Jeez, it was just
like
super Danny
Mandrew. It was like
Mandrew.
The 1999 Champions League final all over again.
Oh, yeah. Gee, it was, actually. It was.
Anyway, hopefully your own weekend was good, whatever you got up to, whatever you were doing over the weekend. Hopefully you enjoyed it, relaxed, or maybe you're exhausted now after having an absolute belter of a weekend. Either way, hopefully you're in good form. 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout. And see if there's anything in there, any abuse, just to try and take the edge off for you there. A great weekend until Dublin doing it again.
Oh, yay, you don't know what you're talking about.
Says Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man.
That wouldn't be. I mean, him being a Limerick man, I'm kind of surprised at that. Unless he's an ABD.
A lot of them out there now. There's an awful lot of ABDs out there.
On.
Yeah, of course there is, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, did you see the amount of people that turned up to Croke Park yesterday was shocking.
Yeah, it was very poor.
It was very poor.
I saw lads,
very poor.
Shane Stapleton on Twitter doing a little kind of, you know, pan of the. It was 10 minutes before kickoff,
yeah.
Before throw-in, and the.
34,000. Terrible.
For a semi-final.
Yeah, it shows the championship is really suffering. Jeez, that was an awful, awful turnout yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, I know Kerry people don't like to travel anyway, but unless it's a final, but jeepers, that was desperate yesterday.
It was. It was unusual, all right. Morning to Margaret. What's this from Dan in Cork? Never seen atmosphere like the Bowes game. No surprise.
It was unbelievable.
There, sure. He is only going there for. Right, okay, sorry, no, he's actually slagging you for saying that you haven't ever seen atmosphere like it at a Bowes game because the reason is you've only been going for a year.
Oh, it was better, let me tell you.
Because I was wondering,
I'm not making it comparable to Daily Mail, but I'm making it comparable to any sports event in the history of the world. Let me, rephrase it. I've been to the San Siro, and I've been to Champions League matches in Old Trafford. I've been to, from Dublin, how many All-Ireland finals? Rack them up! But I have never, ever, ever seen an atmosphere like
there
what happens.
Go.
In Daly Mount Park, generally speaking, when they beat Rovers, but something special about Friday night. It was amazing.
I was kind of curious there, because I was thinking, Dan in Cork, a Rovers fan, my God. And then I realised, no, he was actually just having a dig at
me. Yeah, he was having a dig at me, yeah, of course he was, yeah.
Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout, whatever your own weekend held. Hopefully it was good stuff. We're going to do the birthdays very shortly, see how we get on. I mean, can it possibly top that weekend? I mean, the only thing that could top it is if you got your own three in a row.
To be honest, after the weekend I've had, you'd have to get six and win a week off. That's the only way
to make it
better.
Yeah,
I'm sorry about that, Jim.
High as a kite, he is. Yeah, Jenna Jackson together again here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 17 minutes past 6 o'clock. Morning to you, folks. Good to have you with us. Thanks for that. Morning to Elf Terry. Wasn't going to let us forget, in fairness. Himself and Abby were at Anfield on Friday night. He sent us a plethora of pictures.
He sure did. Loads of pictures.
Of Abby with various Liverpool legendy types.
I know it's early days, but I'd just like to remind you, you're underneath United in the league.
Oh. Good old Elf Terry, our favourite Liverpool supporter in the world.
He is, in fairness to him.
Also, morning to all the lads, the drivers on the 46A who have set up the Dubs. And actually,
put on your lads.
Careful of this one now, because Con is claiming to be a Kerry man, right? He says, I'm from Kerry, And he's saying that Dublin's five in a row is nailed on. He says Kerry can't win it. I think he's trying to lull us into a false sense of security there, PJ.
Well, I think he's dead right, to be honest with you, Jim. I mean, you know what I mean? It's a young team they have, and the juggernaut that is Dublin GAA doesn't seem like it's going to slow down anytime soon. It seems to be rolling there. So as long as Kerry can accept it, I still hope you turn up and take your hiding. Like, you know, take your hiding like you should.
You mean turn up in the stands?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. But the team are going to show up. There's no doubt about that.
I think they will definitely be
there. Yeah, they'll definitely
be there. To be fair, they'll travel.
But we'll see. And then after that, I don't know. I'd say let us get to 10 or maybe 15 and then we'll have a look at how the championship is going after that.
We'll look at those calls for splitting things
up. Yeah, we'll need to talk about something then maybe, you know.
Yeah. Right, let's get on to your three in a row.
We're just short of Michael Schumacher playing for the Dubs.
Actually, could you do a drive for five yourself in this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah? 6.
Oh, yeah, let's
six
not
birthdays. You could
lose
do
our minds here now.
You could do your own personal drive for five.
Yeah. See, there's a difference here between me and actually the talented people of the Dublin GAA, but we'll do it.
Right, I tell you what, here, let's start with somebody who I know you've had lots to say about. He's a very entertaining character, controversial character, but nonetheless, and one of your favourite sports, the old boxing, because it's Tyson Fury's birthday today.
Tyson Fury, what a head case. He is. He's great. I actually have to admit to being a very big fan of Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
He's a gas, man. The things he comes
out with. I can't
make
head nor tail of him, but yeah, I know what you mean.
But he's very funny. He's very, very funny. And in fairness to him, he got punched in the face as hard as he could be punched in the face by the biggest puncher in world boxing.
Is this the Klitschko thing?
No, Wilder.
Oh, Wilder.
Deontay
right,
Wilder.
Okay.
And he knocked him on his arse. Got to the 7 count and stood up and started doing a dance. I've never seen anything like it. It was the most Rocky-like moment I've ever seen in real-life boxing ever. Like,
wow.
It was just absolutely incredible. He absolutely definitely won the fight too. Even though it was award this draw thing to try and... You know the way now?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't have a boxing match
anymore. Oh, yeah, that was a big controversy, yeah.
You can't have a boxing match anymore. It has to be the best out of five or some crap these days. It's really gone ridiculous. But he's a gas man. Very funny.
Yeah, although, to be fair, sometimes he does come out with stuff that the other people do not be liking and all.
That's what's so funny, though. He says ridiculous. He gets in awful trouble and he doesn't even seem to realise.
Yeah, he doesn't realise what he's saying. Is like, yeah.
Oh.
And wait, he's around a while, isn't he? Because like,
he's around a good
I'm just reading here that he
had
nominated.
All the mental health problems and stuff, yeah. So he was away for a while.
Because he was nominated for the 2015 Sports Personality of the Year.
Yeah. I mean, giving him Sports Personality of the Year now is a gamble at best. Do you know? Getting a nomination, I understand, but I can't imagine they'd ever let him win it because imagine what he'd say when he accepted it.
And he's listed here, it says here, British/Irish professional
boxer. The Gypsy King, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're not sure.
They're not quite, is that
not sure,
is?
Yeah.
They're hedging their bets there.
The Gypsy King, right, yeah. But he's quite happy to fight for Britain, so I guess we'll have to leave him with that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Tyson Fury is... I was going to guess Deontay Wilder for a second. He's another tick, Deontay Wilder. Oh my God.
I don't
God.
Really know much about him.
Well, here's all you need to know. He's a tick.
Right, okay.
He was on Mexican TV. Did you see that?
Oh, where he punched the...
The man was dressed as a
toy. The man dressed as a burrito or something.
As a burrito,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
And he punched it in the face.
And he says, I didn't know there was anybody
in it. He didn't think there was anyone in it. He thought it was an actual walk and talking burrito.
I saw that clip, yeah.
What a maniac.
Yeah. And it destroyed you, man. Yeah, his jaw had to be
rewired up and everything. He broke him to pieces. He's a heavyweight boxer, a champion. He punched
a dancing burrito.
In the face as hard as he could.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
I don't know why
he's
that's so
a
funny,
total. If you see the footage, it's hilarious. It's only hear what happened. But he's an awful tick. I gotta say Tyson Fury is. Oh, it's a hard one. Would he be 32?
Not bad, 31. I thought you were going to guess much older, funnily enough.
Oh, no.
I think he looks much older. But anyway,
he does look much older, yeah.
31. Right, stick with the sport. What about Pete Sampras?
Mm.
Did he win
Big lift.
7 blooming Wimbledons in a row or something ridiculous? Or?
Yeah, something. He's unbelievable. In Andre Agassi's book, he talks about Sampras all the time. He says Sampras is like
Pistol
Pete.
Isn't that what they used
pistol
to call him?
Pistol Pete, yeah. I don't know where they got the pistol from, because you'd think if they were coming up with a nickname, it would have to involve lips with him.
Really?
Did you never see
I thought he was a bit in the boring side
remember
as well.
Remember the big lippity lip on him? I remember the big lippity
really.
Lip.
Not really, I'm Pete Sampras.
Stop, Jim. That was this whole thing, he had a lip the size of an iPhone wiggling around in front of his
so
face.
So he should have been called Pete Sampras?
Yeah, he called Pete Sampras.
Thebes Hamstabs.
Yeah, oh my God. Ah, you must do. That was the thing. As soon as he got it, he was like an old dog. You know when you throw a stone for a stick for a dog?
Right.
And then after a couple of runs, he's like... That's what he was like.
And not a bad old tennis player, apparently.
Not a bad old tennis player, yeah.
Where did the pistol come from? Is that some reference to...
I don't know. It must be a serve or something.
A serve, I was, yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah, king, like, you know.
It wasn't something that came out of the shower room. Oh, see, pistol.
Oh, maybe
in.
It was. Maybe he was carrying a loaded gun.
I don't think it would have been as much common parlance. You know, don't think it would have been as discussed as much.
Pistol Pete, we ain't seen nothing like him since Shotgun Tommy. Right. So I got to say, he's getting on now. In sporting terms,
yeah,
52.
48.
Oh.
48.
Right.
Okay, 48. Right, well, let me see. Well, I keep going with this one. Yeah, go on. I'll give you nothing. What else have we got? Right, what about this, right? Kid Creole.
Kid Creole and the coconuts.
He of the coconuts. Annie, I'm not your daddy.
Annie, I'm not your daddy. Kid Creole. I remember once I came home really late when Channel 4 used to do live gigs, right?
Right.
And I was sitting down and there was this elf in a white suit with a trilby hat on. Walking around the stage, smacking women in the bum that had coconut bras on.
That's the man.
And I was like, what in the name of God am I watching?
What is happening
here? And this was his show. A Kid Creole in the coconuts. Yeah. And he was doing like coconut maraca clippy on things. I was like, I don't think I've ever seen. It was one of those things that was so bizarre even then that I was wondering to myself, was this actually on? Or am I just imagining it?
But see, apparently his real name is August Darnell.
See, why would you change from that? That's the most. That's a much more.
That's the most rock and roll name in the world.
Than Kid Creole. I'm gonna name myself after a style of chicken. You know what I mean? August. What is it?
August Darnell.
August Darnell's a cool name.
Yeah.
A really cool name.
Was there another hit other than Annie, I'm Not Your Daddy? Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
Oh, I'd say there was.
There had to be other.
Ah, there had to be. Jeepers. Sure, he was around for donkey's years.
Yeah. And he never seemed very young at the time either, did he?
No. Yeah. He didn't. Like, I'm going to take a stab at this man's like 88.
He's actually 70.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe we might have gotten a bit carried away.
You're
with that.
You're joking me.
No, 70, yeah.
Ah, no, there's something wrong there, Jim.
I think we'll take a moment to reassess.
It was like 30 years ago I came home and seen that age.
I mean, in fairness, he could be lying about his age. I mean, like, he tried to get out of the old maintenance payments with the Annie, I'm Not Your Daddy.
Yeah.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks, Tara. 6:32. How are you this morning?
This weird thing is happening to me.
What?
What's wrong now?
So I swear, I'm not winking at you, right? Can you see my eye going? Like, my right eye is just like twitching away here.
Oh, wow.
Well, it feels to me like
I'm
having a bit of an episode.
Oh, very good.
Oh, very good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, you're going walking around Dublin now, winking at every lad you meet in the streets.
I feel like I'm winking.
Anyway,
I really do.
It's twitching away there, is it?
It's twitching away, and like I had to close it halfway through reading the sports bulletin there.
Oh,
it's not a great affliction when your job is to read things.
Yeah.
Having a wonky eye.
Oh, brilliant.
And was there something in your weekend that would cause you to have a twitch?
No, not that I'm aware of. I had maybe a slightly late night last night, but later than usual. But no, I slept fine. I'm okay.
Right.
I'm a bit cold. I'm a bit fed up that it's dark now when we're getting up and coming into work in the morning.
Well, you're a moany winker.
I am. I won't be repeating that.
Lovely. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Or I'll be a fired moany winker.
Say that 10 times in a row. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Superman lovers, Starlight and Erasure, a little respect just ahead of that. Your Get Up and Go song on this Monday, 12th of August, 20 to 7. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. And thanks to Jer, by the way, Jer Ford. Just gave us an update. We were trying to work out about Kid Creole's other big hits, apart from Annie, I'm Not Your Daddy.
Yeah.
Apparently Stool Pigeon, do you remember that? Stool Pigeon? I kind of vaguely
sounds
remember that.
Sounds familiar now.
And apparently he had one called I'm a Wonderful Thing, Baby. Is that the I'm a Wonderful Thing, Baby? I wonder is that one.
Oh, I haven't got a clue.
And then very dirty, he had something called The Sex of It. Oh.
Sex of It?
Kid Creole, dirty face.
I presume he was talking about the child. Was he? What sex is it?
Oh, baby,
you know what I mean?
Annie, I'm not your daddy. Are you sure you're called Annie?
Although anyway. You're allowed to say that anymore. I don't even know if you're allowed to say it.
Probably not.
Is a boy or a girl anymore. You have to wait until they can decide themselves. It's going to be 50 years.
Anyway, Jared, thanks for that. Right, listen, Almost 19 minutes to 7. We left out a few birthdays. PJ, have you got one in the bag yet?
No. No, I haven't.
But there's still three to go.
I wasn't too far off, but I haven't got one yet.
Kid Creole, that was a bit of a curveball for you, right?
It was, yeah.
Here's another one that'll take you right back to your youth, right? Sam J. Jones. Now, before you say who the hell is Sam J. Jones, right?
Who the hell is Sam J. Jones?
Right, I'm going to say Flash Gordon.
Oh, that's who it is. Yes, Flash Gordon.
You know the movie Flash Gordon?
Yeah, Flash.
That lad, yeah.
Hello, the universe. Bam, bam.
Mad. He was an American footballer or something, wasn't
that's
he?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was that. I love that movie. It was so cheesy and so ridiculous.
It was brilliant.
I loved it so much. I remember seeing that in the cinema, though, but sure, it must have been re-released or something, because wasn't that released in the 70s or something originally? Let me have a quick look at the movie.
It was the end of 1980 was the movie.
Oh, no, well, then I did see it in the cinema when it was out first.
Yeah, 1980 was the movie. And now Sam J. Jones has become a sort of a weird cult figure for all those kind of Comic-Con type people, you know what I mean?
Oh, I bet he has. Of course he has. Yeah, sure. He's like...
He's a bit of a nerd god, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I tell you something. The one thing about the nerds, you got to give it to them. You don't get old with the nerds.
No.
They love you forever.
Oh, forever.
As long as
there's
you're
a loyalty there.
To endlessly talk about the movies or TV shows you were in, the nerds will love you.
For as long as you can get into your costume.
It doesn't matter. As long as you can get into that spandex.
Yeah.
As long as you can get into that red and black leotard...
Yeah.
And look like he's trying to save the world, even if he is way past it now. They don't care. They'll love you forever, so they will. The old Comic-Con there, it's fair play to them.
Yeah.
Wasn't that on in Dublin or Ireland this week? I think it was.
There was something going on, yeah. I said, yeah.
I wonder, was he there?
Because I saw somebody with them. The whole Comic-Con thing, it doesn't have to be superheroes. Because your man from American Dad, I saw his picture on a few social media things. You'd sort of know his face anyway. I can't remember who he is.
Anyway, what age is Mr. Flash Gordon now? Hero of the universe, master of all things.
Yeah.
The man who could...
Nemesis of Ming the Merciless.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Wouldn't you love if he came... If Sam J. Jones came here and he ran for the...
Gordon's alive.
And he'd be there with Ming. I don't know now, to be honest. I don't...
Yeah.
I'm going to have to talk to you about that.
Ming the Merciless. Yeah. Luke Ming the Merciless.
Yeah. Well, as you know, I'm an MEP now.
I don't care. I've got to save the world. Yeah.
Don't you understand? I'm part of the Irexit party. Oh, God. That's the last thing we need. Okay, I'm going to be E66.
Yes!
Yes,
yes we are.
That's amazing.
Flash Gordon is 66. We're still rolling here. Right, okay. Right, the other two aren't great for you now, to be fair. But anyway, right, do you like any Dire Straits songs?
I do, yeah.
Well then.
They're ludicrous.
Well, right, well, really
I love them. Sure, look, A Walk of Life was Jake Stevens' anthem.
Oh, for God's sake, what am I talking about?
Of course, Jake Stevens.
Sure, well then.
It was the one he sang for Ireland in the karaoke competition of the world in Finland.
Well then, this will probably be right up your street. Mark Knopfler, OBE.
Ah,
of Dire Straits fame. As you say, Walk of Life and Romeo and Juliet and Brothers in Arms and all of those.
Brilliant, yeah.
Oh, top stuff.
He don't need no microwave oven.
That's it.
No,
Money for nothing, of course. Yeah, with
yeah,
Sting.
Yeah, colour TV. No one got that much length of a V before Mark Knopfler came along.
Yeah.
Hey,
and to be fair, another lad who, I think even he'd admit, you know, I think in his quiet moments, Mark Knopfler would actually turn around and say to him, you know something, PJ? I actually can't sing. But I did manage a great career.
Handy on the guitar, though.
He's a serious axe player,
He's got a couple of solo albums now as well, doesn't he? Or at least one, anyway, because I have one of them.
Do you remember that thing, that theme, a local hero or something? Was it called theme from Local Hero or something like that? And it's just him on the guitar.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant. It was like a hit in its own right. It was just an instrumental.
And what was it, off a TV show?
It was off a movie, I think.
Local Hero.
Something like that. I'll look it up. I'll find it. Anyway, forget about that.
Not Mark as memorable Knopfler. As Flash Gordon, obviously.
No.
Mark Knopfler.
Mark Knopfler, steady here now, because
that
in fairness...
Working. Oh, he's not the way you do it.
I want to guide you in the... So where are you thinking?
Oh, I'm thinking...
What decade are you thinking?
I'm thinking 60s again.
I'd say go a bit older than that.
Oh, really?
But I hear you. What the hell? Let's go for this in a big way. It's a significant birthday, PJ.
70!
Yes!
Yeah, the two! Oh, I got the two.
You know what that means, don't you? It means we can get rid of that. We don't need that sort of music anymore.
One left.
Because.
Oh, there's one left.
Now, hard to know how this could go, right? because it is a person who allegedly has a very lovely head. Right?
Right.
Doesn't quite, I'm not convinced totally, but still. She's the kind of it girl of the moment when it comes to models and all that
right,
sort of stuff.
Right, right, right.
Cara Delevingne. I think that's how you pronounce her name.
Oh, hold on. Is she not the one that sang? Why is it making it good? Make it so kind of pretty. No. Huh? Is she not the singer?
No, she's a model. And well, she claims to be an actress as well. She's kind of like the... She's like the nowadays version of Kate Moss or something.
Oh. I thought it was a totally different person. Oh, I thought it was the young one that sings. The Canadian young one.
Oh, Skater Boy one.
Yeah.
Avril Lavigne.
That's her. That's her. That's who I thought it was.
No, no. Cara Delevingne.
Oh, my God. Right.
I think she... Is she American or what is she?
Right, well then obviously I'll think of Avril Lavigne.
Right.
And I'll have a go at Cara Delevingne.
Yeah.
Carla?
Cara Delevingne.
Oh jeepers, we don't even, between the two of us,
I know, yeah,
we can't
yeah.
even get her name right.
Can so you can't even picture her in your head or anything?
Can we do Flash Gordon again?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know, I know, she has a tattoo of a lion on her finger that's very famous.
Really?
Well, and
has she gone out with anybody kind of, has she hung out with,
sure.
She must have done.
I can't picture her head at all, not for the life of me. Right, she's still young enough, right?
Yeah, because so she's in her pomp as a model.
Right, she's in her 30s anyway, right? No, she's younger than that.
Yeah.
She's...
This could be it. Look, I can see...
Knocking on the door. Oh, I'm going to go 28 or 29. I'm going to go 20... Fat! Ah! 29. Jim. Ah, oh, you're killing
27, sorry about that.
God.
That's KWS, Please Don't Go, here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with BJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. 7:10 on this Monday, 12th of August. Still to come, of course, Double Money Monday on the Hitbis. That happens before 8, and also before 8, your chance to win a nice little hotel break with the Maldron Hotel. We'll tell you more about that very shortly. But if you were with us earlier this morning, you know we were chatting about how it was a fantastic weekend from PJ's perspective, from a sporting perspective. He literally had a clean sheet, a clean sweep rather, of victories for his favourite
unbelievable
teams. And it was good that it happened on a weekend where you weren't kind of called out, you weren't under pressure, you know. And
no, all silent
RNLI
pagers
duties and all that sort of stuff.
All was nice, all the old life ball pagers for our lot stayed nice and quiet over the weekend, which is always a good sign.
Always a good thing, because you could have been, had you have been in Cork.
Oh, in Kinsale.
It may have been a very different story.
The lads in Kinsale have a great rescue. People might think the RNLI and the lifeboats only deal with people. Not at all. Not at all. A long and tried history for saving dogs and sheep and all kinds of things. And there was a huge rescue yesterday of a 3.5-year-old. Oh, we're doing 3.5. What am I talking about? A 3.5-hour rescue is what I'm trying to say. Of a 1-year-old Frisian cow called Ghost.
Ghost.
There you go. Look at that.
There's pictures of this all over the papers this morning. I'm looking at the one in the Irish Daily Mirror, and it's it's an interesting kind of thing, because the cow was standing there in the water,
yeah,
and the RNLI lifeboat, the small boat, is behind them, and there's a lad in the water, and I don't know if he's kind of like trying to. They look as though they've gotten the cow tied to the boat now.
They have
to prevent him going any further.
They have the rope through the bow, the front of the boat there, onto the cow's head into the harness. And there's another fella there coaxing. He's in the water there, but trying to coax him.
How do you coax a cow? What's the technique for cow coaxing?
Funny enough now, my training in Dunleary hasn't gone that far. Do you know what I mean? You don't be dealing too much with cows and cattle up in Dunleary.
Yeah.
I guess the lads in Kinsale had to work it out. I'd say it was a big one to try and work it out, in fairness. So
they're big old creatures, cows.
Japers, yeah, sure. I know. I remember the first time I saw a cow. From being from Dublin, I couldn't believe it. I thought, I saw cows on TV and I thought they were about the size of a Great Dane.
Yeah.
And when I saw one in real life, I was like, Jesus, what a, oh my God. It's like
a
dinosaur. It was like as big as what I thought a Tyrannosaurus Rex was supposed to be. I literally couldn't get my head around it at all. And now,
I mean, with a person, if a person's struggling at sea, you're probably trained in all the kind of positions. You
can
hold
lift
them
up.
And, yeah, and you can, you know.
You know what I mean?
Save them, swim.
Lift
that
them up, or
thing.
You can put ropes on. You can do all sorts of stuff. But look at this. So this poor old cow, well, she fell out of her field. That's exactly what they're saying. She fell out of her field, took her tumble from the field, and the frightened Frisian wound up marooned on the rocks where it was kind of spotted by a fella out in a passing yacht. And then members of the RNLI and Kinsale RNLI were called. They got there about 25-1-ish, it seems to. And the lifeboat operations manager, Kevin Gould, says, we got a call to say there was a cow in distress in the rocks. And when we managed to get close, She was a bit aggressive.
And she was an aggressive
bruised.
Cow.
She was an aggressive old cow and she was cutting bruised. Eventually, they got it sorted. She ended up in the sea when she took the tumble. But 3.5 hours to take her in. Gently towed back in. So that's probably why it took a while. They had to sort of tow her a bit and then sort of let her relax and tow her a bit and let her relax and tow her a bit. Anyway,
so that's you have to do with it's a bit of pulling and yanking is the only way to kind of.
I honestly, if there's once again, out there, I know very little about cow rescue. I really
fair,
don't.
I don't. You know, it's not lost. I mean, that there's two dubs here. You know, two city boys who
trying to explain the rescue of a cow.
A cow. So if anybody out there knows, is there a specific cow coaxing technique? You know, is there somebody well versed in the coaxing of cows?
Yeah, like you know when you look at a cat, you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, pussy.
Or with a dog, it's like, come on, boy, come on,
go for it.
Yeah, all that.
Come on, go for it.
Yeah.
What do you do to a cow? Do you just stand it?
Yeah. You stand there smelling the grass. Yeah, that's what you do. You rub grass all over yourself.
Yeah.
Over here.
Oh, that's a horse. But you know what I mean. Yeah, you can see we're at a loss.
Yeah.
You can see we're at a loss. One thing we can happily report is that she's back safely tucked up in her shed, having a good feed of hay. And it's not the first time the Yarnley... that's what goes on to sort of help talk about the Yarnley rescuing animals. They do it all the time.
Have you ever... What's the strangest rescue? Have you encountered that unusual?
Me? No.
I've never had any animals.
All people. I'm sure that the people under the longer serving members of the crew have done all kinds of things, but it's only people for me, thankfully. Right. Although I'd love to, you know what I mean? I don't want to see any animals in trouble. You kind of say, I'd love to see it get a dog, but you don't want to. Exactly, you don't want that dog to be in trouble in the first place.
Yeah, apparently, right. So here's a few suggestions. Lorraine from Limerick says, cow coaxing involves saying, come on, girl. So basically, it's just like the way you would a dog.
Oh, no, but it's not, though, is it? It's a, come on, girl. Isn't it? It's more like that. Come on. Come on.
She says that's how they used to do it if they got stuck somewhere.
Come on,
somebody
girl.
Else saying it's suck, suck, suck to call a cow.
Suck, suck, suck.
Yeah.
Get over it.
I'm telling you.
What do you mean suck, suck, suck?
That's, I'm just saying. That's what Michael says. That's how you
suck, 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 suck,
suck. Suck, 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 suck. That's it.
And the cow will come to a suck, suck.
I don't know.
A cow will come to a suck, suck. I never knew there was such a thing.
Ray J in Limerick says, lads, you say bet, 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 bet.
What's even the bet?
What?
See,
I think people are just texting stuff in, so we'll say stupid stuff.
See, these are the type of problems now you don't get in Dublin at all. In Dublin, we have a very different problem. All the pigeons are pissed. They're all drunk in Marino, where I'm from.
Oh my God.
Did you see that?
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
Did you see it?
Is this the fruit tree thing?
Yeah, they're all the pear trees around Marino.
Right.
For, I can't believe, of course, where I'm from. All the birds are drunk. This is Animal Rescue Marino.
Oh my God, aggressive cows and drunk birds.
It was on the Marino residence page.
Sounds like temp. No, come on. stop, will you?
Fruit beginning to fall from the Marino trees. The pears. And they're saying it's a nuisance because the pigeons are... Every year, the fruit falls get the ferments. Then the pigeons, they eat it and they get locked. So one pigeon was found in an unconscious state. And when it was brought to a local vet by a concerned passerby, he was diagnosed as being completely intoxicated. Was kept in the vet and had to sleep it all off and made it.
That's
in the end. So there you go.
Oh my God!
Literally plastered, lying down the side of the road.
And I mean, pigeons, as we know, because as you've said many times in the show, pigeons are a very unique breed of bird.
Ah, the best. Like, I mean, the best.
I mean, they're mildly aggressive. Sort of passive aggressive, if you know what I mean. They're a bit sort of like,
come here.
I'm standing here. I'll get out of your way when I decide to get out of your way.
What's wrong with you? You're trying to kick at a pigeon, he flies 5 feet. All right, yeah, round, right. Yeah, I was in the way, so what, yeah?
And I've said it before. Birds fly away.
And I've said it before. A pigeon, get rid of the harp off the envelopes. We never saw a harp, right? And it didn't cost us money. A pigeon is the national bird of Ireland. A pigeon is, he could go anywhere. I've said this before in the show and I want to even embellish it even more today. He can go anywhere. He can just stretch his wings. He can be in France, Spain, anywhere he wants within a couple of days. He chooses to stay walking around Eyre Square, walking around Patrick Street and walking around Dublin with half a foot, a cigarette butt and nibbling on a little side of poo every so often. And now we find out they enjoy the odd jar as well. I mean, in fairness.
That's probably why they stay. Pretty gargling and everything.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, a drunken,
imagine,
aggressive pigeon.
You've got one foot, a gammy cigarette. It's freezing. Would you not go somewhere in your holidays? No. I hear the beard is crap in Spain. That's a pigeon.
I wouldn't be into that exotic alcohol.
You can't even get a rotten pear on the road over there. Crap old place.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so give me RL then.
Drunken pigeons and swimming in the sea.
Swimming
what's
going cattle,
on?
Drunken pigeons. That's all you want. Give me them any day. Go on, Ireland. Go on, the pigeons. Go on, the doves.
A hard take on me. 7:21 here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We've got the Hit Bit to come. Of course, it is Double Money Monday on the Hit Bit. That's happening before 8 o'clock. But also, we did say we have a little giveaway for you courtesy of Maldron Hotels. And it's a nice one because we've got them every day.
Yeah, every
you
day.
Can actually, you can win overnight stays.
There you go. So you can't get easier than that.
Yeah.
Well, you'd imagine until you hear what you have to do.
So you can win yourself a two-night stay for two at the Maldron Hotel in Belfast City. All you have to do is guess the celeb in the bed, right? So there's a famous celebrity in a bedroom in the Maldron Hotel in Belfast City.
That's
and,
it.
And basically, when you, you know, we'll obviously, we'll give you something to go on. And then if you can guess who it is, you could be winning yourself. That's pretty cool.
It's so pretty cool. Now, the problem is it lands more on my shoulders than yours because I'm obviously going to be playing the part of the celeb in the bed.
Well, it's just that now, you have such a natural gift.
I do have a very natural gift of doing terrible impressions, yeah. Apparently. I think they're bang on. But we're going to see. We'll see how bang on they are now when people have to guess.
I mean, we'll be able to judge by the sheer volume of people who correctly identify.
And I'm pretty sure people are going to actually think we recorded these people in their beds. But
exactly.
Sure, look, what we're going to do, we'll see. It's all ahead of us. It's only a few minutes. It's only moments away.
Yeah, it's about 20 minutes away, to be fair.
Moments away. 20 moments.
But anyway, that's what it is. So that's all you'll have to do is identify the celeb in the bed in the Maldron Hotel in Belfast City. And you could be there yourself. A two-night stay for two adults at the Maldron Hotel Belfast City. And we'll do it in around about 20 minutes' time. Stick around. Yeah, Urban Cookie Collective. The key, the secret here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 12th of August. Thanks for that. 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Hit Bit on the way. First, though, time for a few famous sorts. Famous sorts at the Maldron Hotel, Belfast City. That's where they're all hanging out. And the idea is that if you can identify them, you could win yourself a fabulous stay there. Because that's what we have for you every day this week, right? One of these to be won every single day on the show this week. Basically, it's a two-night stay for two adults at the Maldron Hotel, Belfast City. If you can guess who our celeb in the bed is.
Yeah, tell us who the celeb in the bed is. We'll give you that. It's as easy as that, really.
Mm.
And when you know what an amazing impressionist I am, how accurate it is, you're going to think it's somebody in the studio.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets called brutal by these two brutlers in here all the time, but I'm not sure that they know what they're talking about.
Right, so to be fair, I think we have made it, easy enough. You don't want too much stress on a Monday. You want to ease yourself into the week. You don't want to be too taxing on the old brain. So I think this is going to be easy enough. The idea is, have a listen to this. If you can identify the famous celebrity who's in the bedroom at the Maldron Hotel in Belfast City, then you just give us your answer and your name and get it into us on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Have a listen to this. Room service!
Hi there. Thank you very much. Come on in. Thank you very much. Just put on the bed.
Are you you're your man, aren't you? Your man, Amanda. Are you the singer for?
No matter what. No matter what. Yeah, that's me. Yeah. Oh, thanks for recognizing me. Yeah, it wasn't the voice that got me aware.
No, it wasn't that.
Oh, that's fine. Put the phone to bed there. Would you like to get a picture of me? Because I'd like to get a picture of you. Do you get it?
So there you go.
There you go.
I mean,
let me just see now. Are they rolling in already?
Oh, rolling
with
in.
With that accurate sort of thing. Hold on a second. Oh, and
flooding.
Boom. Look at that.
Flooding.
Oh, who says I'm brutal at impressions? Oh, my God. People literally see. Oh, my God, Jim. Look at that.
So I don't think it's going to be too tough.
Dear Lord, actually,
answer.
Look at that. Just tell. Whoa.
Your answer and your name to 087-188-0008. Who was that famous celebrity in the hotel room in the Maldron Hotel in Belfast City? Of course, Belfast City, one of the destinations for the Maldron Hotel. They have fantastic locations all over the place. Dublin, Wexford, Galway, Cork, Limerick, Derry, Belfast, Port Leash. Perfect for a city break or a family getaway. You get spacious bedrooms, state-of-the-art leisure centres, gourmet dining, award-winning service, lots more. Make it Maldron. So the Maldron Hotel, Belfast City, two-night stay for two. Who was that celeb in the bed?
I don't know who it was. Jimmy had a horror tonight.
Classic Hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit.
It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. That's all I'm doing.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm doing.
Oh, he's in a frump.
I'm in a huff, I am. I'm in a huff. Look at the side eye I'm getting off him and everything.
Yeah, no, he's looking at you with a sense of like, is that all you've got?
Is that it, PJ? Is that it? I was weak.
Isn't it unreal? He wanted to ruin it on me. He's been trying to, and he's done it. He's ruined it on me. Well, yeah, there you go.
So that's it. All we're getting now is literally a little sort of a, you know.
Hit bed.
That's it now.
Yeah. Oh. That's it now. Yeah. Really, I hope you're happy.
Unbelievable.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, of course
you are. I am.
Well, you shouldn't be. That's what we're giving out to you about.
Right.
Anyway, I've been making other mistakes this morning as well. €1,800 I've been saying on the hip it this morning. It's actually €1,900. I did my sums wrong,
oh my
so
God.
I did.
€1,900.
So it's €1,900 banging on the door. €2,000 we are on Double Money Monday this morning. And the hip it sounds exactly like this. Tell us what it's out of, and we'll give it all to you. So, first on the phone this morning, Alison Landman in Cork. Hey, Alison.
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. Alison, did I get your second name, Landman, right? I'm getting a lot wrong this morning.
That's right, no, it's right. It is right, yeah.
So, how was your long week? Oh, it wasn't a long weekend. How was your weekend?
That was the last weekend, yeah.
How was this one?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, did you get up to anything interesting, or what did you do?
No, not really. Just a lazy weekend, really. Good stuff.
Yeah, not bad. So I had a pretty good weekend myself, and all I did was look at other people enjoying themselves.
There you go.
So it's not so bad, not so bad. Right, so Alison, what do you reckon? We'll try and get you a few quid. What do you think it is?
Men at Work, Who Can It Be Now?
Who Can It Be Now?
Yeah.
Right, so...
Who Can It Be Now?
That's it.
Hey, see that? That was so accurate. Wow. Alison literally went, my God. He had the song there.
No, that's as good as my Ronan Keaton impression. That's what that is.
You've given the answer away now.
Oh, I did.
PJ!
Unbelievable.
Oh, no.
In fairness now, I don't think it was that
hard. To be fair, yeah.
I need to be very quiet from
anyway,
now
anyway, sorry, getting back to Alison and our guests. Right, so Men at Work, Who Can It Be Now, Michael?
I tell you, lads, if this is wrong, I mean, who can it be now? Who? No. PJ, I asked you that. I said, who can it be? If this is wrong, God.
He's not letting this go.
But Alison Landman in Cork, the good news is you've just won €1,900!
No way! What?
Yes!
Get out of here!
Right
get
answer.
Out of here!
Men at Work, Who Can It Be Now?
It's Men at Work, Who Can It Be Now? €1,900 for Alison.
Oh my God!
I did it win!
What?
Oh, lads, I can't tell you.
That's Alison, where?
My head.
Where did that come from? Where did that guess come from?
You know what? I was like listening. I have to admit, I was listening to a few songs over the weekend, and it just tied in with the clue, like, you know, haven't a clue.
Yeah.
Of course. I haven't a clue.
It's a classic song. And yeah, I just heard it and I was like, no, it has to be. So, yeah.
I tell you, fair play, Alison, because not in a million years would I have come
not
up with that.
Not in a million years. Oh, my God. Well done, Alison. That's incredible.
Goodness, lads.
Just touching off €2,000. It's €1,900 for you on a Monday, for God's sake.
Fantastic. Oh,
thank you. I told my husband if it's not that, then I'm not even going to phone anymore because then I'm giving up.
But it well, it is, wow. Alison. And
oh,
it, so this
God.
Is it. This is what it came from. It's that one there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's that. So wait for a few beats, and it's one of those beats at the start.
At the very start, so it's kind of like...
There it is.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, mad.
And you said it couldn't be won, lads. You said it couldn't be won.
Alison Landman in Cork, €1,900. Well done.
Lads, thank you so much.
That is fantastic. Oh, my God. Alison, listen, congratulations. Enjoy
thank
it.
You.
Magic Mike is going to be chatting to you. We'll arrange to get that money to you ASAP.
Thank
absolutely
you.
Brilliant stuff.
Yeah, I have a funny feeling she's going to have a more busy weekend next weekend, really, to be honest.
Oh, yes.
Alison, take care. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Cheers. Wow.
Bye.
Good stuff. That's another one down.
Another one down, what? Lads. So we'll do it all again, I think.
Yeah, what a song that's going to be for the rest of Alison Landman's life. Anyway, Alison Landman in Cork identified that song, Men at Work, Who Can It Be Now, as the hit bit.
That was it. The hit bit is gone. It's been won with that song. €1,900 for Alison Landman and Cork. Unbelievable. Fair play to her.
And what a Monday.
What a happy winner as well. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
And to do it on a Double Money Monday.
That's the, yeah, our bosses hate that, they do. they hate it when it's a double money day and somebody wins. It rubs the
sandpaper,
gives us a bit of elbow grease on the old sandpaper on the back, so it is. So congratulations, Alison, that was a fantastic
win. Alison Landman of Cork, €1,900 richer on a Monday.
Yeah.
With that song, Who Can It Be Now, that was the hit bit. Men at Work. Brilliant stuff. And actually, you know something? We should stay on the winning trail at the moment, because a little bit earlier on, we told you that every day this week, right, the Maldron Hotel, the nice people at the Maldron Hotel, have given us stays at the Maldron Hotel in Belfast City to give away. So the idea is you win a two-night stay for two adults at the Maldron Hotel in Belfast City. It's one of loads and loads of locations they have. Dublin, Wexford, Galway, Cork, Limerick, Derry, Portlaoise, blah, blah, blah. All of those kind of places, right? But the Belfast City one is the one we have for you. Every day this week, your chance to win. And all you had to do was identify the famous celebrity in the hotel bedroom. The celeb in the bed.
Yeah.
That's what it was all about. Now, let me see if I still have this here and see if I can... if I can play it for you, right? Because this is what you were trying to identify. Who was this? Room service!
Hi there, thank you very much. Come on in, thank you very much. Just put on the bed.
Are you, you're your man, aren't you? Your man, are you the singer for?
No matter what. Yeah, that's me, yeah. Oh, thanks for recognizing me. It wasn't your voice that gave me a word.
No, it wasn't that.
Oh, that's fine. Put your foot in the bed there. Would you like to get a picture of me? Because I'd like to get a picture of you. Do you get it?
You know, normally it's me that slags Mike's jokes. You know, I get a bit of cringe. He gets to make me cringe, I should say, doing the hit bit. Unfortunately, he gave away €1,900 today, and I'm the one that's making everyone cringe instead.
But to be fair, it was obviously a very, very good impersonation, because the amount of correct answers was quite extraordinary.
Yeah, that's it. It's definitely,
I mean,
the
phenomenal
accuracy.
Phenomenal is the word I would use.
Phenomenal. Yeah, there's millions of them coming in there. So the winner, though, was, we can only have one winner, of course. It's Fiona Allen, and she's in Dublin. So well done, Fiona.
Good stuff.
You're the first winner of the week.
From Ringsend, Fiona Allen in Ringsend. Well done to you. Off for a fabulous two-night stay for two at the Maldron Hotel, Belfast City. Make it Maldron. You got spacious bedrooms, state-of-the-art leisure centres, gourmet dining, award-winning service, and lots more. All good stuff. And one of those to win every day on the show this week. I'll tell you something. All of this winning and prizes
giveaway
and handing stuff, it's almost Christmassy or something.
Just stop that now. There's no need. What are you mentioning that for? He just has to ruin everything. I swear to God. Unreal. What do you think about Belfast accents, Jimmy?
Rembrandt, I'll be there for you. 8:15 here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. Something that, of course, we like to pride ourselves on our little show here is the fact that we do scour the world, don't we, PJ, to bring the big stories.
We most certainly
the stories
do.
That matter.
There is no doubt about it.
We may have a small team, but we do use our resources as best we can.
We do. We use Mike as much as we can for everything. We do.
To scour the planet for the big stories that matter.
Now, I remember years ago when I was a kid, one of my favourite things I ever used to love watching on TV was every so often, you remember you'd see a Russian parliament or it would be an Asian parliament for some reason back in the day. You'd see all these fights breaking out.
Oh, yeah.
In government, and they'd be hitting and digging each other and all that sort of crack. And I used to get, I don't know why, but I would be enthralled by it. Because you know you'd...
Men in suits. Hitting each other's kind
it's
of funny.
It's fantastic.
There's something funny about it.
Yeah, well, this isn't quite
don't
violence.
Don't do it, kids. It's very bad.
Yeah, don't do it. But it's very funny when men and sisters. But this is different, right? This doesn't require violence. But then again, it's bad behaviour in a parliament. So in Kenya, right?
Yeah.
In Homa Bay, there was a very heated debate about market stalls and the legalities of market stalls. You know all that. That's happened to, you know, Tony Gregory had a lot of that going on in Dublin. When it came to the Moore Street
traders
and all that sort of crap. But it was disrupted, and badly disrupted, by a foul smell and some furious finger pointing at the Kenyan Regional Assembly. So on Wednesday, local reports say that, it was somebody stood up and...
What was the name of the assembly?
It was in Homa Bay.
Right.
And it was the Kenyan Regional Assembly.
Oh, regional.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought you said ring.
Oh, no, no, Regional Assembly, yeah. So somebody in the inner ring stood up, I guess I could say that, and he said, "Honourable Speaker, one of us has polluted the air, and I know who it is." That's what he said. Julia Gaya reported, they told the Homa Bay County Assembly. Now, the person he accused of farting was very upset by this, extremely upset, and hugely embarrassed. He stood up and says, "I am not the one. I can't do such a thing in front of my colleagues." Right? So hoping to clear the air, I suppose, for want of a better word, the speaker of the assembly His name is Edwin Kakek. He then instructed members to step outside and take a break from the chamber. But he kind of lost his mind. He got very upset. He said to get officials to bring in air fresheners. He said, make this place pleasant. Or get whatever flavour you can in any office you can. I don't care if it's vanilla and I don't care if it's strawberry. But we cannot continue sitting in an environment that smells this bad. So while they all rushed to get air fresheners.
What happened?
Someone blew off. Do you know what they did? They made a holy show of them. Yeah. Because they ran, they got the air fresheners. They got all of that sort of...
It must have been bad, though.
They came back, the smell was gone.
Ah, right. So, they overreacted.
So they made a mountain out of a molehill. Or should I say, they made a thunderstorm out of a blow-off. That's all they did. And they... Can you imagine how embarrassed the poor fella was who had to...
Yeah.
I know it's disgusting. I do. But sometimes the body just won't let you not do the thing. Yeah. Sometimes the body needs to do what it needs to do,
yeah.
And you're in the middle of a thing.
I mean, you'd imagine, these people are politicians, yeah? These people are elected representatives of that country, of that nation,
environment. From all around Kenya, yeah.
And you'd imagine they could rise above the idea of an odour, a transient odour, you know what I mean? Rather than behave like school children, stand up and go, it was him, sir. He did it in his pants.
He blew off in his trousers next to me. You know what I mean?
You'd expect slightly better performances from your elected representatives.
You know, if it happened in Ireland, we'd be absolutely loving it. Like, we really would. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if Varadkar was to let one rip or something, or when Simon Colvin was having a chatter.
Yeah.
If the, you know, when the Kieran Carr like telling everyone to run out and get air freshener, so run down the local Circle K or whatever, get some air freshener. You wouldn't get our air freshener, melt the seats and all. But you know what I mean? But yeah, it'd be gas crack.
Somebody ring in with a pump watch there to Classic Hits so we can get a couple of air fresheners in.
Yeah.
Because the place, we need to take the paint down off the walls.
Mind you, if you were to say who would be doing a bit of farting, right, in Leinster House, it makes you wonder who would be the person that.
Well, come on, there's no question about it. I mean, if it was a particularly strong kind of thing, it would have to have come from the kingdom. It would have to be a Healy Ray emission.
You see, you could get in trouble for saying that. But then again, you see, I'd be thinking it's them Green Party ones. You know, they'd be on all those mad diets and all. And they really know the beer.
Vegan.
Hell, it's like a skewer. That's tofu beans and whatever. You'd be like, whoa, oh my God. Cut down on the falsified, whatever it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But then again, you wouldn't know. You know what I mean? A lot of them would be on the road, to be on the old drive-thrus day after day after day.
And that's what I'm saying, you know, with like Michael or Danny or whatever, with, you know, having had a big meal maybe. Or
yeah, I'd say Willie O'Dea knows how to let one rip as well, wouldn't he? He looks like he'd be grinning about underneath the moustache and all. You know?
Yeah.
But this is terrible now. This is a pure speculation.
Speculating about the odour that would emit from somebody.
Because you know what's happened. Like, you know what's happened. It's just nobody's ever brought it up before.
Yeah, because you naturally expect people to kind of try and ignore it as best they can.
Yeah.
Unless it's one of those, literally. I mean, if you do have to evacuate the room.
Yeah, it's bad.
Although I did feel bad.
I was on Hill 16 the other day.
If there's water streaming down your face, you know, tears emitting from you with the actual...
Yeah.
That's, you know... But you might have to kind of at least...
They had to turn
yourself.
A plane around. Imagine how embarrassed that fella was. The guy on the plane to Dubai a few years ago. Remember him?
Yeah.
He went in and he did a number two in the toilet and it was so disgusting they had to turn the plane around. They had to turn the plane around.
Yeah.
Imagine being him sitting there. Like, ruined your holiday, you'd be there. Unfortunately, due to an outrageous smell created by the man in window seat E... Row 12, we all now have to go home. So, you know where it came from, you know what to do when we get there.
Harsh, dude.
Mortified.
Mob justice, you're advocating.
Well, I don't know, I was on Hill 16, Saturday.
Yeah.
And we were all cheering.
Yeah.
Like, it was, hey, come on, you boys in blue, come on, you know, all of this, and Hill 16, and all that whole, and the next thing, there was this outrageous smell of poo-poo. An outrageous one.
Right.
And he silenced about 1,000 people.
Really?
Why we all had to just go,
wow.
Was it
deliberate? Was he in a Mayo jersey?
No, they'd be all having pints and all before they went. The old bag of chips and all. And then 2 hours later, they're in the match and...
Yeah.
And you can't leave.
And he's assuming that he'll lose it among that many people.
And you don't. It actually gets worse. It stays below shoulder level. It just seeps up. And then you can hear him going, was that you? Who's that doing that? Who's that? Oh, Jesus. Someone's that. You're eating up. Oh.
Yeah.
And it was, and you have to do that thing. That's the nose. You blow past your own nose. You know that. Try not to breathe in, holding your breath till you're nearly blue, and then you take a punt. You still hear people. Yeah, somebody's on a change of shoulders in a month and a half. Yeah. It's like being in the Kenyan Parliament over here.
Duran Duran, Girls on Film, 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. Monday morning, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. If you want to give us a shout, as I say, breakfast table quiz on the way very shortly. First one of the week, nothing to beat, but regardless, prizes every day. We got passes for the Cove Heritage Centre, the Queenstown Story, up for grabs every day. You'll win them just for getting on, just for coming on and playing. And then, of course, the upgrade at the end of the week if you are our overall winner. So 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Let us know if you fancy a bash of the old breakfast table quiz.
Yeah, give us a shout for it right now. It's a good time. And before that, now, survey of the day. Road rage is far more likely in urban areas. What? How could that possibly be true? Really? Did we need a survey to tell us this?
Wow.
I mean, honest
to God.
So
what you're basically saying to me is places that have more traffic are more likely to have road rage.
I mean, it's almost like... I mean, before I get into the specifics of it, you'd wonder why they had to do a survey about it. So 40% of drivers admit that they're more likely to exhibit signs of road rage when they are driving in urban areas. Poll also found that 12.2% of the respondents admitted that they are significantly more likely to become frustrated while driving in urban areas compared to driving in rural areas. I can't believe this is in a newspaper.
Yeah. This I can't believe somebody conducted the survey.
This is like, a survey has concluded that the longer you wait after food, the more you're going to want food again.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre sort of a survey. So the survey of 5,000 Irish motorists took place in this, by the way. AA did it. AA Car Insurance. And then they strongly... It keeps just repeating the same. I can't for the life of me understand...
How that came as a shock to
anyone. How it came as a shock to anyone. What I will say is...
Yeah.
You know, road rage... I would never have taught myself to be a road rager.
No, you're... To be fair, you're actually very calm.
I'm fairly calm.
You nearly tune out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you know
Which
what
is
I'm...
great.
Do you know what I'm getting a pain in me yo-yos over?
What?
Right? And it's the first time I've started to get proper... Jesus, will you look at that idiot?
Right? I'm intrigued.
I'm getting it a lot. When did it become okay for every single car to just break red lights? Nobody cares about red lights anymore. When did it become possible? What is the... And if you stop, right?
Yeah.
If you stop for a red light, which I do, people beep and get all annoyed. I fell it yesterday, right? I'm driving home yesterday, right?
Right.
Out there at the gym. So it's Sunday. Right? Granted, there's a bit of traffic, not much.
Yeah.
It's Sunday. The roads are reasonably clear. I'm coming back from the gym. I'm someone that doesn't get road rage. And I'm in a bad mood even talking about it. Right? And I'm coming back through the Abbeybourne Road. And then it gets to the end. The lights go yellow. I start to slow down.
Yeah.
They red. I'm still moving.
Right.
I eventually stop. And the fella goes, beep, beep. Jesus Christ. Behind me.
He wanted you to break the red.
He couldn't believe I didn't. That's how normalised it is.
Wow.
He couldn't believe I didn't break the red light. I was like, when did that become a thing? I bet you you're a fecker for it. I bet you are.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I bet you Jim is one of them. If you see, have a minute. It's a minute after it turns red.
If
nobody's coming and it's a minute.
I know.
But nobody cares about them anymore.
I never do it.
With other people
on the road. Where other people could see it.
You see the little bit of the sneakity fella sneaking out of now.
No, I thought you were going to say the whole amber thing, because as you know, like, in theory, say the law might say amber light stop unless it's not safe to do so.
I understand.
Whereas in actual road using parlance, it's for God's sake, make it through, will you? It's not even red yet.
Yeah, Grant. We all look, come on. Everyone's done that.
Yeah.
But it's actual proper. Red
while it's actually
in
red.
In the way then of the traffic coming the other way.
Yeah.
You know, it's because they know they can just about make it. But they actually get into the way. Everyone else is slow. So they don't hit them.
Yeah, I do. And now you mention it, I do see it.
And then you beep, you go, the light was red. And you go, who asked you?
Yeah. Or else when you get lads who do it and they'll pull out. And as you say, because they're making it through a red light, they end up blocking up a junction.
Yeah.
So when your light goes green, you can't go anywhere.
Can't go anywhere.
Because you have to wait for their lot to move on.
Or I go round them on the motorbike and they scream out the window.
Yeah.
I go, you broke the light.
Yeah.
You broke the light and everybody's doing it. It's a phenomenon.
Wow. Carnage out there.
So here we go. We're talking about more likely to break. You know why that survey matters now? It's because there's actually traffic lights in more in urban areas.
That's the secret.
I mean, there's only one set of traffic lights in Donegal. There's nothing to scream at each other about. Leitrim has, I don't know, it's got a stop sign of one lollipop lady making sure you don't go into the sea. You know what I mean? Of course this is a thing.
Right. Traffic lights now, in your experience, are basically just varying shades of green.
It's varying shades of... I don't even understand what they're there for anymore. It's mad, like. I know what you're looking by your giggly face.
What?
You're a runner.
I know I'm just getting entertainment
out of
the fact that you
have a runner
a bit of,
as well. Oh, no, actually, no, he's not. I wouldn't say he is. I wouldn't say Hogan's a runner.
Look at that.
We both know Jim is.
Absolutely. Yeah. Of course you would.
Yeah, of course they do, yeah.
At 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, no, Hogan's not a runner. Mike's the lad on the scooter with the full git and the back plate and the helmet and the full face, you know.
Wearing the helmet inside his car.
Yeah. You'll never be too sure.
Yeah, he's got his helmet and his bulletproof vest on.
Yeah, you know.
To be fair, like, you know.
Yeah, bit of an air. I've never driven a van before.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the Breakfast Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So, as we said, great week to play on the Breakfast Table Quiz. Winners every day. We have family passes to give away every morning to Cove Heritage Centre, the Queenstown story. The overall winner then at the end of the week gets upgraded and they get a two-night stay with bed and breakfast at Cork's four-star Vienna Woods Country House Hotel. Now, if you want more info on Cove Heritage Centre, the Queenstown story, coveheritage.com is the website. So the idea there is you can learn all about the story of Irish emigration in its various forms. Trace your ancestors, maybe. Hear all about the ill-fated Titanic, one of PJ's favourites. And the Lusitania, of course. Immerse yourself in Irish naval and military history. All sorts of wonderful things. Anyway, coveheritage.com is the website if you want to check it out. But as I say, prizes every day and nothing to beat on a Monday as
Nothing to beat. You know he's being facetious there. You know, I love Cove. Love Cork. But I'm no fan of the Titanic. And it's only because of the movie. I was fascinated by the story until the movie came out.
Well, then that's what you should do. You should go beyond the movie and research the real story.
The real story, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say the ship didn't sink at all. Bet you that was the whole thing.
It's another moon landing.
Made it all up, yeah. Just like there was no room on the door.
No, there was, like.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Anyway, Breakfast Table Quiz time and Dave Gannon in Galway's going to have a go. How are you, Dave?
How you doing?
Not too bad at all, thanks. How was your weekend?
Not great, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, really? Should we even ask or should we avoid it at all costs?
I'll tell you, I wouldn't like telling PJ, but I'm from Mayo and I was in
the hill. Oh, my God.
And you were on the hill?
I was, yeah.
Oh,
what a brave man.
What did you do that to yourself for? Poor Dave.
Well, you know, we thought this was the year as usual.
So. I know that, Dave, but in fairness, you think that every year, so you do. It's just,
I know. We're
you torture yourselves.
Dave, oh, no. I think you're a very brave individual. You're a very brave individual. One to go on the hill, and even more so to come on here with PJ.
God, I'm not going to say anything.
Listen.
Yeah, take it easy on me now today, PJ. Come on.
Well, you know something?
The good news is you're already a winner, Dave. How's that?
That's great.
You go. So you've already got family passes to the Cove Heritage Centre, the Queenstown story. That's yours. So now all we need is a decent score from you.
I'll do my best.
I mean, there was a gag there waiting to be made. I'm not taking it.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, just hopefully
about
nobody...
getting a decent score. But
it'd be grand, as long as nobody doubles the score later on in the week or anything.
Right.
So it'd be grand.
Well, that's a good first half note.
Yeah.
You got... To be fair, a good first half. To be fair.
Right, here we go,
not
David.
That matters.
60 seconds. Let's get off this quick. 60 seconds on the clock. Best of luck. Here we go.
What pop band sang the original version of Staying Alive?
Bee
Gees. Which sport featured the Henley Royal Regatta?
Golf.
It's rowing. Which Greek legend has snakes for hair?
Pass.
Medusa, the hit I Don't Want to Miss a Thing was from which film?
Armageddon.
Yeah, that's the one. Who moved from Carry On movies to the Landlady of the Vic in EastEnders?
Pass.
Barbara Windsor, the South African city of Durban overlooks what ocean?
The Pacific.
It's the Indian. According to the proverb, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make it what?
Drink.
The Red Devils is the nickname of what Premier League football club?
Man United.
What vegetable is notorious for making people cry?
Right.
It's onions. In the Tolkien book The Hobbit, what is the username of the main character Bilbo?
Baggins.
What is the past participle of the verb to fall?
Fell.
Fallen. What country knocked Ireland out of the 1990 World Cup?
Actually?
Yeah, which Australian had a hit with the 60s song Two Little Boys? Rolf Harris, it was.
Rolf Harris. Yeah, Rolf Harris. That did, I don't think it was too bad, was it?
It wasn't great, no.
We got Italy, we didn't get
but,
Rolf
and
Harris.
In fairness, I've never had an aubergine that didn't feel like crying after.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I hate aubergines. They'd make me cry.
Yeah, they're all weird.
I wouldn't put them on
the food,
that's
for sure.
They're
weird at the best of times.
Feel bad not giving you that one. But anyway, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers, Dave. And you already get the passes, of course, for the family passes for Cove Heritage Centre. So not too bad, Dave. Not too bad at all.
Cheers, yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, you got something for your trouble, Dave. Not a bad one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
To be fair, yeah. Right, okay.
There's
Dave,
no cheering him up at all, is
No, there? No. That's it. He's determined to be down.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Dave.
Have a good day.
Cheers for
Take care.
See you later, boss. Have a good one.